This is St. Louis Public Radio. It's bunny season at Bissinger's new chocolate factory on the riverfront. The confectioner has been making candy in St. Louis since 1927. St. Louis Public Radio's Mary Leonard takes a peek inside.
After Bissinger's moved to the St. Louis riverfront, the company started offering free tours of its new chocolate factory. Visitors have to wear white coats and frumpy hairnets, but they get to see the candy making up close.
You can feel the smell when you walk through the door, right? It surrounds you.
That's Dave Owens, Bissinger's Vice President of Taste. He's paused just inside the factory door so that his guests can take in the sweet, rich aroma of chocolate that's slow dancing through the air.
Certainly there's this aura, this, you know, a mystique about chocolate. When people think about the manufacture of chocolate, it can really grab a hold of somebody and mesmerize them, I think.
They make chocolate bars and bear claws and caramel molasses lollipops here all year round. But Christmas and Easter are their busiest holidays. Since January, chocolate bunnies have kept the place hopping. They're hand-decorated, assembly line fashion. Each worker applies a colorful detail onto the empty molds before they're filled with thick, melted chocolate. Then the bunnies take a ride on a spinner and through a cooling tunnel. Chief Operating Officer Tim Petron says they still do a lot of work by hand.
We really do believe in touching our product, where a machine could do it, but it has to degrade the quality. We never add any paraffins, any waxes, anything to our chocolate to make it easier to manufacture. If doing it by hand is the right way to do it, we do it by hand.
About 100 people work at the plant. Connie Page packages the Easter bunnies.
We make sure that all the details on them are correct, as far as the eyes and the colors.
Paige loves the scent of chocolate in the factory's air.
It always smells like someone is baking.
Bissinger's has been making candy in St. Louis since 1927. The new facility is a former freight depot built a century ago by the Missouri-Kansas-Texas Railroad. Company officials saw potential in this historic building, and Petron says they wanted to stay in the city.
We know this area, it needs an anchor to come in and show that you can bring jobs, manufacturing jobs, into the city and make it work. And so we really do view this as it's a great place to do business, but at the same time, it's also a way for Bissinger's to give back to St. Louis that's treated us so well over the years.
The proposed riverfront football stadium would be Bissinger's next-door neighbor. Petron considers the area a new front door to the city. As you cross the Stan Musial Bridge, you can't miss a large sign on the factory that lights up at night. Chocolatier Dave Owens says Bissinger's has fans all over the country, due in large part to loyal St. Louisans who've spread the word.
I meet people all the time and they'll say, my grandmother used to send me the molasses lollipops every Christmas, or my lawyer sends me a classic collection every Christmas. You know, they all have a story. And that's the one thing that we really cherish, are those stories, you know, and those customers that we've had for their whole life.
Bissinger's moved into its new digs last fall, right before their busy season. They can take a breath now, but not for long. It's almost time to start making the chocolate pumpkins. I'm Mary Leonard, St. Louis Public Radio.